Hello, I'm Peyton Squires, and I'm the host of the podcast. This podcast is for those who are dissatisfied with where they are at in their life and career currently. I used to be one. When I got out of college with my master's degree, I started working in banking. I eventually moved to a Fortune 500 company. I quickly found out being an employee was not for me. I was bored out of my mind and did not like it whatsoever. Something eventually lit a fire under me. I started studying for the CPA exam, listening to podcasts, and reading books every day. By doing that, I had passed all four parts of the CPA exam in 8 months and quit my job. I opened up my own tax firm, having never been paid to do someone's taxes before. That was in 2014. Since then, I've consistently grown my business, had a lot of success in other business ventures, including real estate, property management, among other things. And now, I'm looking for a new venture. I want to help inspire you and other entrepreneurs to achieve their potentials and dreams, as well as learn from the stories of these entrepreneurs as to see what has gone well and what hasn't gone well for them. Let's go create a bunch of healthy, wealthy, and wise entrepreneurs. Hello, guys. Welcome back to Behind Their Success podcast. I am Peyton Squires, the host. And today on the podcast, we have Imad Aldeljani. He is a clarity coach who specializes in supporting overwhelmed and confused startup entrepreneurs. He's been on a journey since 2005 and had a significant turning point in 2023, which can provide all of us some unique insights and lessons in success and entrepreneurship. Thanks, Imad, for coming on the podcast. Welcome. You say you're a clarity coach. Tell me a little bit about that or give us a little bit about your background.
Yeah. So I started in 2005 where it was just a goal to change my personal life. I was struggling. I was struggling with single question, which is life is pointless because I was seeing people around me going through the same stages in life where you go to school, you graduate, and then you work, have family. And it's the same stages. And to me, that was pointless. So if I don't have sense of purpose, I feel really frustrated. So that was the beginning of my journey, because that feeling of pointlessness, it's painful. And I was suffering from it. So I started to work with my emotions for years. And I started to learn personal development skills until around 2010, I believe. And that's where I started my coaching journey, with only emotions. But along my journey, what I found is when I work with people, they want more than just emotions. So I will start with emotions, but then what I discover is sometimes we have to discuss relationships. Sometimes we have to discuss money. Sometimes we have to discuss belief system. So I started to build upon what I've already learned until 2023, where I said, okay, now I can put it all together. I have that kind of holistic approach. And at the same time, I have that sense of purpose, where that sense of fulfillment, I said, okay, now I am ready. And that's the short version of my story. Cool.
So, you know, you say you were fighting like the sense of hopelessness, or I guess pointlessness. And I think we all get that feeling, certainly from time to time. Tell us a little bit, you know, on your journey or how you navigated that yourself or how you turned that corner.
I remember the first book I ever read. That book, it was The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. That was the first book I ever read. And I started, it didn't make that sense to me because there is no logic. But I said, okay, let me try to practice it. So I tried it and I started to feel a huge shift in my emotions, in my life as well. So that was the beginning of my journey. Then I started to meet people who can teach me. I started to read books, attending seminars. But then I came to a certain point where what I was learning wasn't enough. So I went to solitude where I was just obsessed with reading, and nothing make any sense. Literally speaking, that sense of pointlessness continued to be there until something changed, which is this. When I go into meditation, a state of silence, the sense of pointlessness disappear. But then when I connect with the world again, the sense of pointlessness come back again. I start to feel it. So there is something is missing. There is a point where I know I can detach from it, but then it come back later on. But then I learned sales. Once I learned sales, it changed everything. That's where the sense of pointlessness disappeared, because now I can go into solitude, into meditation, where I am just with myself, and I'm able also to connect with people through sales, through communication. And that's where there is, for whatever reason, that pointlessness disappears once I integrated meditation sales.
Very cool. So yeah, you know, it. I would say I have a little bit of a similar journey where, you know, when I started learning a lot of this type of stuff, whether training your subconscious mind or the biggest book, at least here in the United States, is Think and Grow Rich, which is all about training your subconscious mind. And it's the number one selling personal development book by far in the United States, 10 times more sales than the second book. But learning how to train your subconsciousness and realize that you can do that, right? You can train through repetition and getting really clear and specific on what you actually want. You can train your brain to then go out and actually start looking for those things.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That was a turning point where I shifted from there is no way out to the, probably I can do something about it. That was the turning point.
It's also where I'd say I had a similar story as I started down this same type of journey is that I read a lot, spent a lot of time listening to podcasts, reading books, taking in all this information. And it took probably years before I ever really started to do anything with the information, right? As in, I was just taking it all in, and that's all good, and it's all good to get that knowledge and whatnot, but nothing really happens until you start implementing some of this stuff.
Definitely. I, as a matter of fact, let me add this. I wasn't really able to do anything with what I learned until I start to learn about entrepreneurship. Because that's where implementation start to happen, when now what I learned, but what to do with it. So it's you learn what to do with this information, how to put it together, how to organize it. That's it becomes actionable.
And you know, we've said on this podcast and other episodes, it's like entrepreneurship, I believe, is the number one self-development tool. It's really cool because you're interacting with customers, you're doing different things, and you know how you feel about things are going doesn't really matter. Like the market just tells you if you're doing well or not. And it's this constant feedback loop. You know, you're getting constant, honest feedback from the market telling you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong and what you might need to change. So tell us, you've been on this bit of the journey. What would you say is your best skill or your skill that leads to your success?
I was in a seminar. It was about communication. It was by far one of my best seminars. The presenter said something very powerful. And since then, I memorized it and I started to apply it into my life. He said, never end your thought with a negative thought. And the question is, what do you mean? And he said, always remember, end your negative thought with, but I will figure it out. And that's resourcefulness. That sentence in itself is basically when you are struggling in life, when you look for answers, when you feel like you are stuck, always remember, you can think, but always remind yourself, I will figure it out. Or I don't know, but I'll figure it out. So my strongest skills or my best skill so far is resourcefulness. I love it because it doesn't matter where you are standing in life. You can be resourceful. Actually, resourcefulness, I feel it's related to even creativity. You can find something that you can do and apply in your life. Always there is a way out. Always there is something to be done.
For sure. And one thing, I personally, I have my own visualization that I read every single morning. It's an 8.5 by 11 page normal piece of paper. And it's front and back, has everything that I want to accomplish in the next 3 months and how I'm going to do it. And I read that every single morning. I've been doing that for a couple months now, and I can really tell the difference. My positivity, my negative thoughts around a lot of this stuff, a lot of that is starting to fade away. But one thing in that visualization that relates to this is that I say to myself every day, it's like when I think a negative thought, I immediately trigger a grateful thought to replace it. And for people like me, even 10 years ago, I don't think I would have, or even 5 years ago, would have really understood that. Yes, I understand that somewhat intellectually, but I don't know that I really would have believed that, if that makes sense. What would you say is the best decision you've ever made when it comes to entrepreneurship and all this stuff?
To never give up. one of the hardest things for me to do is to give up. Even if I decide to give up, my belief system will not allow it. There are certain points in my life where I'm tired, I'm stuck, there is nothing I can do. But the next day I'll find myself go to the library, buy new books, look and find seminars, because always the idea, well, what if it's only one more book? What if it's only one more seminar? What if it's only one more sentence? It's that idea is I don't need to give up.
We're all like one idea away from accomplishing whatever we want. It's just a lack of ideas and being able to expose yourself. And, you know, and we all get there where we have bad days, or I'm in the middle of tax season where every day is just hectic and crazy and busy. And there's moments every day where I'm like, oh my gosh, this is insane. I'm overwhelmed. I just want to walk away. But you got to realize that's really just your emotions talking there in the moment. And that if you can take a step, separate yourself from it, man, you'll start feeling a lot better quickly.
Another important decision I made. So I wouldn't say one. The second one is this, which is, I believe, even more powerful, which is this. When things didn't make that sense to me, I started to come up with my personal conclusion. So if I learn something and it doesn't make sense to me and it doesn't give me the outcome, I started to come up with my personal conclusion, regardless of the writer or the speaker. If it doesn't work, that I'm dealing with reality. Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with facts. If it works, it doesn't. I wouldn't blame myself, but I'll come up with another conclusion that makes sense to me and give me the outcome I am seeking.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and it's important. You go to seminars, you read different books and learn from different people. It's important that you don't just take all that in without thought. Like, you want to learn from everybody. You don't really want to be a follower of any certain person, but you want to take what works from them and what makes sense to you in your life. And some of it just doesn't make sense and you need to reject that. But it's important to think through a lot of that stuff. We asked you what's one of the best decisions you make. What do you think is one of the bigger mistakes you've made along your journey?
Two big mistakes. Number one, impatience. And number two, not learning about money earlier. These are my biggest mistakes, where when I started, I didn't have that much patience. So I wanted, I was in a hurry. I was looking, I want things fast. That was one of my biggest mistakes, because anything we want in life, it will take time. And usually it's more time than what we expect, more effort than what we expect. It's always more than what we already planned for. That held me back.
That point there of more work and more, everything's going to take longer than you probably think it is, because you don't know what you're even getting yourself into when you start. And so being aware of that, the things are going to take more work, more effort, more energy than you really even realize. But the flip side of that is, even though it takes more effort, it's going to be worth it more than you even realize too, right? It's going to take way more effort and it's going to be worth it.
That's where I came up with the idea of, before starting your entrepreneurship journey, you have to know the journey before you start, because it will be more than what you expect in terms of time, energy, effort, money. It's almost always more.
And you're going to run into all kinds of bumps on the road. You're going to do something stupid, lose a bunch of money. You're going to do all that stuff. Yeah. And if you knew all that beforehand, you probably would have never started.
Actually, there is a point in my life where I thought of it. If I knew the journey will be this challenging, I wouldn't start in the beginning. But as a matter of fact, I have found a way around it, which is this. Learning to bounce back is more important than success itself. So once I learned that I can bounce back, now it doesn't matter what challenges I am facing, because in the end of the day, I'll bounce back. It's so powerful. It's the fear of the challenge, the fear of a difficulty suddenly disappeared, just with the idea that I can bounce back and I will bounce back.
Yeah, and that's you'd see the common thread in most successful people is they are the fastest to get back up off the floor. They get knocked down, and the most successful people get knocked down more than anybody else, because they're running in the most stuff, because they're doing the most stuff. But what separates them from everybody else is that, you know, you're going to get knocked down in life, but if it takes you a week to deal with that and start again, you're going to be a whole lot you're going to be a lot further behind than the person that it just takes an hour for them to get over it and start moving on. It's really resiliency. So Amant, going back to your younger self, right? Going back to say 2005 or when you started really exploring all these topics, now that you are further down the road, what's one piece of advice you'd give your younger self that might speed along the process? So if you go back and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
If you can learn about money earlier, if you can't, I'm so happy with you. I'm so happy that you made these decisions.
Yeah. You know, money's an interesting thing. And I know a lot of very skilled entrepreneurs that maybe aren't skilled with money. And there's a big difference in skill set. There's a skill set of making money, and then there's a skill set of keeping money and growing and investing money. And those are not necessarily the same skill sets. And I, as a person that works deeply in those areas with a lot of different entrepreneurs, and it's tough to watch, right? Sometimes where they just don't understand the concepts and haven't spent the time learning about those things. And to be honest with you, money affects every area of your life, right? There's no area of your life that money does not touch.
It's a huge subject. When I was sometimes sitting and analyzing myself, or sometimes when I'm working with people, I can find the resistance, the rejection of money. And always I was looking for how to bypass these beliefs of rejecting it, of resisting it. And actually, I found a great idea, which is this, that when you understand that money equals sales, this is number one. If there is no sales, there is no money. You have to understand it. And then once you understand that, when you learn sales, you will learn reciprocity in your relationships. You will learn how to care, how to receive care. You will learn communication. You will learn leadership. You will learn decision-making. There are so many skills you will have to learn before you really learn how to sell. So once I found that idea that I can link money to sales and then sales to what's important to us, which is relationships, which is to some extent care and love, it's so powerful. And a lot of the resistance or rejection of money start to disappear.
Yeah, and that's so important, the skill of sales. That's something that I think I've gotten really good at in the last few years. And really how I got good at that is working on myself. It had nothing to do with anything external. I've spent years and years trying to make myself better and to learn and to understand how to communicate with people, how to influence people in a positive way, not to take advantage of them or mislead them or anything, but to influence them, to help them reach whatever goals they say they have. So yeah, the skill of sales, they say, you know, sales solves all problems. It doesn't solve all problems, but it certainly gives you the fuel to go to have the money and the resources to go solve other problems in your business. So yeah, the ability to sell and communicate with people, everything in the world's relationships.
Yeah, this is, if I will start my journey now, I would say sales will be the first skill to develop. Everything else comes later. First, learn sales, because many of the skills, you will learn them while you are learning sales. So start there. One of the hardest subjects I have come across by far, because when I started the journey of entrepreneurship, when you are moving from a traditional way of thinking or traditional way of living your life, now the question is, how will you deal with your current relationships? What are you going to do? How will you build in your relationships? How will you connect with them? To some extent, it's stuck where you want to build in your relationships. At the same time, you have relationships that sometimes holding you back. You have to learn to deal with them, because honestly, I don't believe of complete sacrifice of all my relationships. There are certain relationships, although we are not in the same journey, we are not in the same path, but still worth having. So the idea of just leaving everyone behind just because we are not the same, from the beginning of my journey, I refused to accept this idea because it's too much to handle. And honestly, it doesn't make that much sense to me. So that's one of the subjects that I feel as entrepreneur, you have to learn this balance, not the first thing, but in the beginning, because you will meet these challenges in terms of relationships, especially if you are, let's say, if you have family or if you have children, you have to make that balance. And always remember that you can make that balance. It's not necessary to let go of everyone who are different.
And that's important. Yeah. So it's important that my advice would be around that subject would be to evaluate all your relationships, right? Just spend time evaluating. Is this a positive relationship? Is this a negative relationship for what I'm trying to achieve and the goal and the journey that I'm on? And is this a net positive relationship or not? Yeah. Interesting stuff. Yeah, that's good. So Aman, what's the best way people can connect with you? Is there's a way they reach out to you or figure out more about what you do?
Yeah, definitely. You can find me on my website, imadaldajani.com, imadaldajani.com. Also, you can reach me out actually through WhatsApp. I love it when people reach me through WhatsApp because I connect with people directly, which is +6422-562-5790. I'd be happy to connect with people directly. And these are the two ways to connect with me. If they are interested, I have a free guide for predictable future to get into my newsletter. So if people are interested, I'd be happy to have them there as well.
Well, I appreciate you coming on, man. I appreciate connecting with you and coming in. You're zooming in here all the way from New Zealand, right? Is that correct? Yeah. But originally from Saudi Arabia, right?
Originally
from
Saudi Arabia,
man. It was really good connecting with you, and I appreciate you coming on the podcast. Guys, check out Aman. Obviously, a guy that's done a lot of internal work and is ready to help share that with the world. So thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you found it valuable, please rate, review, and share it. That is the best way to help us build this and reach more people. As we're trying to accomplish our goal of help creating more healthy, wealthy, and wise entrepreneurs. You can follow us on social media by searching for me, Peyton Squires, or going to peytonsquires.com. On the website and social media, we're always sharing tips of personal growth, and there we can actually interact. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.